Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Okay, I couldn't see you before. There you go. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's been a minute. Congrats on life. So much good things happening for you right now.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I know. It felt like I've been gone for so long in like a weird way. I guess I kind of have been, but I'm excited to be back.
Well, you make your presence known. I mean, Love and Hyperbole. I love this album. It sounds, you've never sounded better, in my opinion. But before we dive into this album and this new tour, I can't help but mention, like, it's been 10 years since Here and Scars Here Beautiful. Like, it seems like so much time has passed, but none at all at the same time, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I mean, these are songs that I play every morning on my show in Philadelphia. What does that mean to you after all these years? I mean, these songs still mean so much to everyone.
It's crazy. It's and thank you for playing them still. I appreciate it. It's honestly like so wild because, you know, you don't even think like people are going to hear these songs like once or care about them once, let alone like year after year after year. And it's so interesting now seeing like people out of my demographic that are younger that are like discovering these songs again. And it's interesting. Like, I feel like it's becoming scary to say, like almost like nostalgia music for some people, like the same way that I feel about like early 2000s and like 90s.
Yes.
It's crazy that it's become that, but I'm like, oh my God, am I vintage now? Like, am I approaching vintage status? But no, it's so cool. I'm just so glad that like new people are discovering it and that it still means so much to people, you know, cause you don't know what it's going to be when you are making this stuff and when you put it out. So it's really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that people consider like classic music like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. I'm like, wait, what?
I know, right? It's like, yeah, they're like, yeah, like oldies, you know, like early 2000s.
Yeah, like NSYNC and Britney. I'm like, wait, what?
Oldies.
How old am I getting? This is crazy. Let's fast forward 10 years. It's been a week now since the album has been out. How does it feel, this new project, this new baby? Like, it's out in the world. How does it feel?
Feels great. Yeah. Already a week postpartum. it's wild. I can't believe it's been a week. Like, it's just flown by. When I set the date for like, you know, the new year, February, it felt like so long from then. I was just like, oh my God, this is going to take so long to get here. And it's flown by. But I just feel so happy that it's out. I've been sitting on this music for so long. And it's my favorite music I've ever written. So I'm just so happy that like people get to hear it now.
Yeah, I mean, from first listen, there was a few songs that jumped out. I mean, Fire, It's So Obvious, Slow Motion might be my favorite. That song sounds so good. Is there a certain song that stands out for you? Like, you couldn't wait for your fans to hear it, or, you know, something special for you?
I mean, honestly, all the ones you mentioned, like all the singles that we've released were some of my favorite songs on the album, which is so nice. It's so nice when they get to align, like the singles that you choose being your favorites, because usually my favorites are always like the weird deep cuts. So this is so nice to have like so many of my favorites be like showcased in that way. So yeah, those ones. And then there's like a few other ones that I love too. There's a song called Drive that I really love. There's a song called Clearly that I really love. It's hard to pick, honestly, because there's so many on this album that I truly, truly love.
Clearly, that's another good one too. It's a perfect way to end the album too, in my opinion. And then you got the guitar riff, the solo from John Mayer. How did that come to fruition? I've seen that man perform live like over a dozen times. He's insane. How did that all come together?
He's amazing. He's one of my favorite artists ever, and one of my favorite musicians ever. So I always had him in the back of my mind, you know, for maybe one day, like doing some sort of collab. And I didn't want to use the card until it felt like it was the right song. And so once I wrote Obvious, I was like, this would be so cool, you know, for John Mayer. But I just like didn't say anything for a while, and then it kind of came time to turn in the song. And there was like this empty space in it that I had to either choose to like write something to or just leave it, or I didn't know what to do. And I was like, a John Mayer solo here would be just spectacular. So I just like bit the bullet and asked. I was like, you know, fully expecting him to politely decline. So I was fully prepared for that, and it was the complete opposite. We went in the studio then a couple days later, and he just like, you know, played something incredible on it and was so quick and just like is absolutely the most one of the most talented people I've ever seen. So it was so cool to, you know, to just have his stamp of approval, but also like his stamp of like talent on my song. It felt really cool.
That's amazing. Who else are we manifesting for like a future collab? Let's put it out there.
Oh my gosh. I always like shoot for the stars. I have like these like manifesty ones like Stevie Wonder, Stevie Nicks, the Stevies. Love them all. Who else? I love Chris Martin. I love Coldplay. Like, amazing. There's so many people I'd love to work with.
He's on another planet. Chris Martin, he's one of my favorites too. He's unreal.
So good. Yeah, and his voice is like one of my favorite voices in music ever. So that would be unreal.
You got 14 songs on this album. How many songs did you write all together? Were there a lot of songs that maybe be a part of a deluxe album in the future? How many songs were scrapped?
There were I wrote I believe about 46, I think was what I counted, 46 songs for the album, narrowed down to 14. I can't do math, so I don't know how many.
Same.
There's a reason I'm an artist, not a mathematician. Yeah, there's gonna be a few for hopefully a potential deluxe. There's some stuff that I want to definitely keep that just didn't feel right for like the original body of work that I would love to maybe put out in the future or on a deluxe or something, you know. Because there were great songs that I unfortunately had to cut, not because I didn't love them, just because, you know, they just didn't feel right for this, but I would love to use them elsewhere, maybe.
Yeah, I'm always wanting more. I'm greedy. I'm like always thinking about that deluxe version. Like SZA just released her deluxe version of her album. It's so good. Speaking of the Grammys, obviously you won Best New Artist 2018. The Grammys just passed. Chappell Roan. What are your thoughts on this year's Best New Artist, Chappell?
Oh my gosh, I love her. Love her. I felt like she was gonna win that because she just, I mean, has like her artistry is just like so beautiful and so well crafted. So I felt like she would win it, but there are so many other people that I was also rooting for. Like that category was like the most stacked I've seen. Like I was like, I genuinely don't know who I would pick. Like there are so many incredible artists this year that have just like have been working for years that have finally like, you know, broken through. So I thought it was great. I'm so happy for her, and I'm so happy for everyone in that category who's had like such a wonderful year. And so many of them that I know personally too that have like been putting in work. You know, I've seen so many of these artists' music in the past, like, and how hard they've been working. So it's so nice to see them have like their chance to break through. But yeah, love Chapel. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's having such a run. The song you wish you wrote, I love asking this question. Like you've been, working hard on this project in the studio, grinding. Is there a song that you've heard recently that has given you inspiration? You're like, oh, I wish I thought of that first.
Oh my God. Yeah, I always think that. There's so many songs that, oh, this is so good. Like listening to music as a fan is wonderful, and then listening to music as an artist is torture because you're like, oh, you just have that like, you know. But it does make you want to be better. There's so many great songs. There's this honestly, this entire album, there's an artist named McGee who is like kind of popping off now, and he has a song called "Are You Looking Up" that I wish I wrote for sure. Who else? There's so many. I mean, Good Luck Babe, speaking of Chapel again, what a beautifully crafted song. That whole album is wonderful too. It's like filled with songs that are great, but probably "Are You Looking Up" is like my top right now.
Yeah. And you're getting all set for this tour, stopping by Philadelphia in a couple months. It's coming up fast, April 12th. Are you excited to get back on the road? Are there tour must-haves for you as you embark on this journey?
Yes. I feel like I really need to prepare myself this time because I don't really take care of myself as much as I should on the road. I'm always like losing my voice. I'm always just a little bit of a disaster on the road. So I'm like really prepping this time. I'm gonna bring like all my vitamins, my ginger shots, to keep my immune system up. There's like a bunch of things. I'm gonna get like a playlist for the bus, a bunch of books. There's like things that I need to put in place to really just like stay healthy and good. But I'm very excited. I think it's gonna be super fun. And
Roku.
my brother's gonna come out with me. So we've never toured together, so it'll be really cool.
Oh, what?
He's a
That's so cool.
he's awesome. He's like a videographer, editor, director, so he's gonna be on the road with me capturing all the moments, which will be
Oh,
fun.
that's so much fun. And yeah, Philadelphia's date is April 12th. Are you looking forward to Philly? Do you have any fun Philly memories, or is there any like spot you have to go see? Reminisce?
Reminisce. I love Philly. Honestly, I love being there. The food there is always so good. I mean, not to be cliche, but the cheesesteaks, absolutely spectacular. Unfortunately, my favorite place, I believe, burnt down
It's
during.
back.
Is that?
It's back.
No.
Gyms. They heard you were coming back
They
and they're
heard
like,
I
we got to
was
get our
back.
affairs in order. Oh my
No
gosh.
way. It's back. I love that. Oh my God, they did it for me. Thank you, gyms. Thank you so much. Well, that's such great news because I was asking about it the last time I was there, and then like just after my last tour, like after COVID, I messaged Keith, who used to work at Def Jam, who took me there the first time. I was like, "What was the name of that place?" And he said it burned down. I was so sad. So I'm so glad that I just what a roller coaster of emotions.
I know it's been a long, cold 2 years with them shutting their doors, but they're back and like they're better than ever. Like they've expanded. So they've come prepared for your arrival for sure.
Glad they did that all for me. I really appreciate that level of.
We're excited to have you back in Philadelphia and just so excited to have your music out in the world again. Love and Hyperbole. This album is special. Fire is such a great song too. Thank you so much for hanging out and we can't wait to see you in a few months here in Philly.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I can't wait to be back and have the new and improved gyms play you guys, play the show. It's gonna be so fun. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Alessia, for some time. Appreciate you catching up.
Good to see you again. Thank you.
Yeah, see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.